Okay, over the holiday, we were with a bunch of people, and I said, we watched that new Nate Bargatze thing on Netflix.
Oh, that was on my list, and I still haven't done it.
Okay, and it's really good. You know, everyone...
It's called Your Friend Nate.
I believe so, yes. And in full disclosure, everyone, I love that he's clean. I love all that about him, but I don't think he's as funny as like Liam Morgan and some others, but I do enjoy him. But we were watching it, and I made a bold declaration.
What was that?
To my family, who has then told everyone they've seen since then. And I believe in my heart of hearts, everyone, that I could do that.
That you could do stand-up?
That I could be in that arena full of people.
Did he do the same setup where he's in like the center of a circle and everyone's around him? Because that to me looks so intimidating.
Yes.
Like people see you on all sides. There's no notes. He's memorized the whole thing.
Well, surely as a prompter somewhere. No.
We saw him in person. Well, maybe on stage he had it taped to the ground.
No, Heather, it's 2025, for heaven's sakes. There's a prompter down somewhere next to a clock that just has like three words, like the time that watched Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
There's gotta be, I don't know. But
you believe the bigger issue is, or not issue.
Well,
declaration. So when, do you have a timeline on when you want this to happen? Well, or no, you just,
I'm not saying.
You're like my college son who believes he could kick better than most of these NFL kickers. If he just put a little effort into it, he would make these field goals that have been missed by some.
And Quaid, you probably, my husband and his coach speak always says, whether think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right.
You're right.
And I said to my kids, I'm like, I think I'm funny enough to do that. Now, see, I declare that I'm funny in my house. Now, everyone, somebody's listening is like, wow, that's egotistical. I don't mean that at all to be, but I have to fight for it in my house because everyone says I'm not funny here. And I'm like, so I declare to them, I'm funny, you guys. And I think if you gave me a couple of months to write up a script, whatever, I could open for him. And I think I'd crush it. And they were like, you have got to be kidding me.
It is bold. It is bold. I can't even think of something that I have been that bold.
No, there's got to be something that you're like, I mean, I think I could out scrapbook Martha Stewart.
I know that my boys, like when we were on the cruise and they were doing these shows and they were Broadway level, y'all. Like amazing dancers, singers. And I know my boys and Bruce were like, we know you would love to do that.
No, it's not. You would love to.
I would love to, but I do not consider myself that high caliber of talent.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe like it's the sidetrack make a wish. although prayerfully we're in good health in 2025. Although my 2024 didn't go well.
Well, and now I'm following your track. Thank you very much. I have one doctor's appointment on January 2nd that then like she's made like five other appointments that I need to have. So
what was the January 2nd one?
My OB-GYN.
Ew.
When they were like, when was the last time you
You shaved? They want to know why you don't shave. And did you tell them, I don't need to shave?
No, I did have to tell you that I didn't realize my friend, who I've known for a very long time, gone to church with, she's an OB-GYN. I did not know she was in the same office. And I get in the room, they put me in the room, and they're like, get undressed. And I sit down on the little table with the stirrups, and I look in front of me, and there is a picture of her two boys staring back at me.
So wrong.
And they're like 3 and 5. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I used to teach these kids Bible stories and they're about to be so traumatized by that view. Like,
pardon my crotch, everyone.
I just thought it was pretty misplaced art. I love those boys, but that was
so sad.
And it wasn't even my doctor's kids. It was another doctor's
Anyway, and so did
love
you
her, love her kids, but it was one of those moments where, but then, yeah, I did the appointment.
Wait, did you put the gown the right direction this time?
Okay, so then I had a freak out because we talked about that. Mm-hmm. And I know she gave me clear instructions. And I literally, as I'm doing, I'm thinking.
You froze.
Oh, no. What'd she say? Front or back? And then I looked and there was a tag in it. And there was like kind of a crossover with a tie. And I thought, I'm going open in the front. Okay. I think that was right. Based on the whole examination.
Those two boys, man. They're like, it was in the back, lady. It was in the back.
They're like, please, our poor eyes.
And so.
Burning.
And so you got the,
So then she did. So then she's like taking all my history and she's like, well, you probably need to go get this done. Oh, good Lord.
Do any of those include a colonoscopy? Because that was really something.
Yeah, y'all stay tuned. Welcome back to Sidetracked by Your Health.
This is a new show, literally 2025. It's like
life in your late 40s, early 50s with Cynthia and Heather.
Right. Do you know what I figured out? Speaking of health things, I figured out over the break, everyone, because I always am like, I'm menopausal, but I don't have any symptoms or anything, whatever. I figured out I've got the night sweats.
Wait, why do you,
and I don't mean it's hot for those.
Like, figured out feels like wrong phrasing. Like,
well, I didn't think I had any symptoms. And then I just thought that our bedroom was getting hot. And I don't mean like in a sexy way. I mean in a, like, our temperature. And I kept thinking, man, this, I cannot get the temperature adjusted correctly in this room. And so then I was keeping a little portable heater by our bed and a fan. And I would have to alternate back and forth because I'd get so cold.
Well, because when you sweat, then it like gets cold on your body and then it's very cold.
And then I realized, I'm like, oh, I got the night sweats. Like Brett used to get the meat sweats. I've
had that for years. Oh, speaking of meat sweats, you know you're talking about the sizzler in your house? I sure did this morning at like 2 a.m. I started smelling meat cooking.
Shut up. Who was the sizzler?
What? My college kid had come home from hanging out with his friends and then cooked one of our steaks in the middle of the night.
It's the Western Sizzler over here all the time with Brett.
He said it was the best steak he's ever had. I'm like, well, way to go. I just woke up thinking, is it time to eat dinner? What is happening in our house? But speaking of eating.
Okay.
I mean,
ooh,
the Christmas was bad.
It was. And you were on a cruise. And so you had to have your
Here's the story, Morning Glory. And actually, you know it's bad. Christmas party eating and all that jazz and all the cookies. When you go on a cruise and lose weight.
You did?
Lost weight. My boys lost weight. I mean, this is...
Wait, how do you know? Y'all weighed yourself?
We weighed ourselves and...
Like getting on at the port? Were they like, we got to see if you're too much cargo? Or like, what kind of weight?
I just knew how much I weighed going into the cruise.
Do you weigh yourself daily?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I try to... Like, it helps me monitor that. But my boys even do because they're curious. And I was like, okay, weigh yourself before and then we'll see how much you eat and weigh yourself after. And they lost weight. And I think it's because we weren't eating fast food. We were eating... really well-cooked whole food.
No, I think it's because you got that cruise disease. What's everybody get where they yak and poop and all the things?
Okay, so you know why we didn't?
Why?
Because of washy-washy guy.
I'm sorry. Who's washy-washy guy? Is that like when they put the things on your pillow that's like a Disney, it's like a little washcloth that's an animal?
No, there is a staff member that they've hired, multiple, they just take turns, who stands by this whole row of sinks and soap and towels, and they say washy washy and they sing songs right before you go into the buffet area.
No.
And they make sure every person washes their hands before they go in there. And I think that probably, I'm curious on the numbers if it cuts down on.
Are they saying washy washy to grown adults? Or
yeah.
That's got to stop.
Yeah. One guy who's had an inflatable costume and he had a guitar and he was, hey, Jude, go wash your hands. I mean, literally.
That's good.
And he made it into a washing hand song. And I feel like maybe we need to implement that in our own house. Like,
washy, washy,
washy. Yeah. Cut down on disease.
If you get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom.
When I'm at home?
You're in your own bed. In the middle of the night, you get up like dog tired and you go to the bathroom. Do you wash your hands before you get back in bed?
I never go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
That's a lie.
No, 100%.
You don't go to the bathroom in the middle of the night?
Bruce does. Frequently. I do not.
Okay. If you were to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom.
Probably not.
Would you wash your hands?
Probably not.
See,
I wake up more.
I'm 50-50. I'm schizophrenic on it. And someone's like, you're disgusting. I know. But like half the time I'm like, what vile creature would not wash their hands after? So I mean, I get a lather mat. But then it wakes me up too much.
Yeah, don't wake up
too much. Then I don't. And then I wake up the next morning. I'm like, oh, great. I hope I didn't suck my thumb or anything.
Made me think of what my friends used to say in college.
What?
They would say, Confucius says, you go to bed with an itchy butt, you wake up with a sticky finger. Go to bed with an itchy butt, you wake up with a stinky finger.
It's too much. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry.
Speaking of etiquette.
Yes.
Being on that cruise, it felt like we've lost the art of etiquette.
Who? Your family?
The nation, the world, people. society.
Were you on a lower end? No offense, Kathy. Were you on a lower end cruise line or just?
No, this felt like middle of the road. I mean, okay. We weren't on the Ritz-Carlton one. Mm-hmm. We weren't on a Carnival one. No offense to Carnival, but we
is
were
is Carnival, I don't know. I've never been on a cruise. Is that the lower?
It's just more of a part. I mean, I think it has a reputation of being more of a party, younger crowd. And then Viking is like older. We were on Royal Caribbean, which tends to be more families.
Okay.
But it just, and maybe it was because it was families and lots of kids. I don't know. It just felt like every man for himself. There were the few outliers of, you know, consideration of others. And eventually you get to the point where you realize this is our community and we were all for each other. But
like what? Like at the buffet, like someone mowed you over trying to get the cinnamon roll?
There's a lot of mowing over. You kind of get tired of like fighting for your space a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
And just general, like if there's a limited amount, people are going to go, you know, it's going to be theirs.
What's limited there? Like food or like, it, like, is it like, hey, the first 30 in line in the water slide get a t-shirt and everybody's like running for the like what's going on?
Well, I mean, there's going to be a line for the surfing thing, you know?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
So there's that. And sometimes people are kind about that.
Did you do that? Cause that's an enema waiting to happen. Right? I mean, that will shoot. I did it one time and that shot. I mean, I'm still peeing out that. Maybe that's why I'm up at night so much. No, you didn't do it. No, okay.
I did the slide. They had a dual slide that you can race each other. Mm-hmm. I did that. But I did not do the surf. But
who'd you do it against?
Knox. He beat me every time.
Okay.
And you would think I'm bigger, but I guess I'm
smaller. No, you lost all that weight. Even with the washy-washy guy.
Yeah. I would say that my one example, there were a lot of teens on the boat. And there were teen programming. But one of the last nights, there was a silent disco. Have you ever done that?
No, but I know what it is.
Like where everyone wears headphones and mm-hmm. you can switch between stations to different music. So you have headsets and there's a limited amount of headsets. So everyone starts queuing up and Knox and I are maybe like 10th in line. Well, slowly teens start adding to the line, but instead of going behind us, they're adding to the people in front of us.
Mm, that
it's
makes
just
me
this
mad.
Big mass. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, no guys, you got to go in the back. Like trying to get some order here. And so they're behind us too. Well, once they started getting passed out, the kids behind us just shoved us and pushed past us. And it was like this, what is that called? When there's a big mob of people rushing.
A mob. A mob.
Tracy's
yelling at us. Oh no.
I told you my brain is not working today. Anyway. They push past us. It's chaos. The like second to the cruise director lady, she shows up. She starts yelling at all the teens, pushing them back. She grabs all the headsets and puts them on her arms. And thankfully, because I'm an adult, she looks at me and she goes, how many would you like? And I ended up getting 5.
Look at you taking candy from the babies.
But it was
okay. Well, I don't
chaos.
Know. Chaos. Yeah. I feel that same way at the Costco sometimes, Heather. Like, I'm just trying to grab my produce and people cut in line and push. And I don't know, guys, do y'all have the Costco? Is this everywhere? Because if you
get Saturday, you're really in trouble.
Oh, you better look out. And they have the self checkout and it's the faster line, but you don't know where people don't get in the line at the right place. And mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not as bougie as you. I can't really talk about my cruise line experiences.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just like, do you know which fork goes what order you use forks? I mean, that's like advanced etiquette, but I'm just talking about etiquette is about making others feel comfortable. And I don't know that we've lost that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Chime in, people. Let us know.
Yeah. Have we lost the etiquette? Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that you lost weight on your cruise. Must be nice. We've got to make those t-shirts at some point, right?
Yeah. How is your eating?
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. I like to refer to this as the Skittle herd across the world because we were in Broken Bow after Christmas. We went with some great friends and had the best time. And my college kid brought some friends and it was a great time. So much fun. I don't really know what happened other than there was a rogue bag of Skittles, like one of the big sharing kinds. It was on the credenza outside of the room where Mike and I were staying. And every time I walked by, I grabbed a handful of Skittles. Okay. Like it's just like, why wouldn't you? It's like washing your hands when you get up in the middle of the bathroom. It's automatic. And so I grabbed me some Skittles all the time. Well, the Skittles situation got a little out of hand. Plus, you know, there's snacks everywhere and you're in a house that much people won't. Right before bed, I'm going to bed, and I don't know why I have a Skittle in my hand, but I do, and I chewing on it going to bed and, like, getting ready for bed, and I choked on it. Not like we need, like, the highlight, but enough that I threw up, which is so... Yes. Which started some sort of horrific gag reflex. I threw up the whole night. And I thought I had a stomach bug. It's not worth going into all the details of that.
Am I gonna get sick right now?
No, I'm fine. This was days ago. But here's the thing.
I didn't get sick on a cruise, but I got sick at Cynthia.
I got sick at the broken bow, or it was something. Okay, and so here's the thing. It's really humiliating when you're in a house. I mean, it was a big house, but still. And then everyone's like, hey, was someone throwing up last night? I'm like, it's fine, everybody. It was me. And then you have to be like, well, I choked on a Skittle going to bed. So
one too many Skittles.
One too many Skittles. Oh, and I think that's literally the story of the holidays. One Skittle too many. It's time to cut it. It's got to be reined. It's got to be reined in.
It's okay. Like your body then just craves sugar. You're looking it's 3 p.m. Where's the sugar?
Literally.
I need to get a little sugar up in here. And you don't even drink. Like I think people, you know.
I'm going to start. The
drink.
This is 2025 is the year I start drinking.
Everyone's going dry January and
I'm like, going I'm the going other direction. Drunk January. Just kidding. Kidding.
I'm just kidding. I do think I have to tell you. Well, what do you want to know?
Well, before we.
Do you have any questions about the cruise? No.
Well,
you don't really care.
No, I do. I do care. I just haven't been on one to have enough context. I guess this is my question.
Yeah.
The bathing suit situation.
What about it?
I stand against wearing a bathing suit in December. And I'm just wondering, did you wear a cover up? Did you traipse around? Were you in your bathing suit much? Did you go to the pool? Where, you know, I have public pool issues too. I do not appreciate a lot of people in a pool. That's just a thin layer of fabric between you and their private parts. And so just talk to me about your bathing suit. Talk to me about the pool, all that.
Well, one, wearing a bathing suit in December, that is more common in my experience than not. I was looking at the last 10 Christmases and only two was I in Dallas. So, and actually one of them, we still went to Florida after. So 9.
Okay.
I didn't wear, anyway. So wearing swimsuit in December, more normal.
Did you shave?
We've talked about this. I don't have to.
Hmm. I know. It's not what the OB-GYN said. Okay, keep going.
So this is the most amazing.
It's not what the OB-GYN's kids said. Pictures worth 1,000 words.
I think I never went in the pool. There's a hot tub we would go into, but yeah, I don't think I have the same issues you do. And you could get away with never wearing a swimsuit on a cruise. Like we did go to the beach a couple days and that might be more uncomfortable to not wear a swimsuit, but I think you could wear shorts and a cute or a sundress or something. Keep your cover up on.
Okay.
You'd be fine. But I did wear a swimsuit.
And then what about the, what's it called? Like the cabin, what's the equivalent? What's it called? Your room or whatever?
Yeah. Your cabin.
Is it called a cabin where you sleep at night? What's that called?
Yeah. And we had
did you have a balcony?
So thankfully my mom's room and my room with Bruce, they were next to each other with the balconies. The boys had the interior rooms across the hall.
Okay.
And so they were right across the hall so we could get to them easily. But I loved having a balcony and I know that sounds bougie, but it was real nice to wake up. I could go out and have a view of the ocean. And I was reading that John Mark Comer book, which is one of my things I'm sidetracked by. And one day I'm reading it and I'm having this moment with Jesus and I look up and there is a rainbow straight up.
Yep.
And then it just kept getting fuller. And then I could see the whole thing from one end of the boat all the way to the other. So that meant the gold was in the water. So I told the guy, the captain of the ship, stop here, get out the scuba stuff. We're going.
I'm gonna need you to stop for just a second. Is this Confucius? What are you talking about?
You know, the end of the rainbow is the gold, so I could see both ends of the rainbow.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
And it went in the water, and so we needed to get it.
You didn't literally say something to someone, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, I didn't. But anyway, it was just really nice to have that option, especially because the pools do get crowded, and it's nice to have a place to kind of just go and read and chill.
Okay. And what about the adjoining room with the mom?
It wasn't adjoining, so
they were sharing a wall.
You really can't hear anything.
Was there anything that we needed to be worried for Kathy about?
She's fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Is Kathy okay? Is Kathy in therapy?
No, she had a great time. I feel like she was happy with how the trip went.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Did you tell Kathy I want to go next time?
I did. Oh, she is fully aware that you are in.
Okay.
Should we talk about our fave holiday moment?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
too. That would go with.
What's your favorite moment?
So I would say the moment was because if y'all didn't know, the reason we were even on this cruise is because my mom is turning 80 in February and she said, this is what she wanted to do to celebrate. So she paid for us to go. And so one night I connected with our server because at dinner you always go to the same table.
Okay.
And you have the same servers. And I said, hey, can we get a cake for her? And he had the bakery make a cake for her. And it was the formal night, one of the formal nights. And so we're all dressed up and the boys are all in suits. Anyway, and then we went around. My favorite moment was everybody went around and said what they loved about her. And I think she felt really appreciated and honored. And
that's amazing.
It was very sweet.
Yeah, yeah. I had totally picked out my favorite holiday, favorite moment. My favorite holiday. I kind of said that several times in there. I already forgot it. I mean, I can think of several, but I've really had one I wanted to share with y'all. But I'm going to give you one. I'm going a little deep here for a minute.
Okay.
This maybe isn't one specific moment. If I think of the other one, I'll come back to it. But right before we got out of school, before JB, my little, got out of school, like we had a hard two weeks with him. Just in every regard, but behaviorally, just not himself and grumpy and kind of acting out and difficult. And
too many Skittles.
Probably, man. Don't eat Skittles before bed. You'll throw up. And so anyway, I was talking to several friends. I'm like, will you just pray for us? Like, I don't know what's going on, but like, this has been a hard little season. And, you know, JB's amazing. But JB's like, you know, like, again, just he's got a different background, a different story, some trauma in the past. A lot. And so there can be transitions are hard for him. So we just prayed over it. And then when he got out of school, I was having let's just be honest, moms. Like, I had a touch of that dread of, by the way, my dog's barking on one side and there's a yard man on the other side, everyone.
Can hear it.
It's fine. If you hear all this, we apologize. And so when they get out of school, I don't know if anyone feels this, but I'm guessing you have that moment of like, oh, this could be a really long, hard 2 weeks for us. And I just prayed over this kiddo. And I will tell you what, like, we had the best 2 weeks. Like I feel like the Lord just answered that prayer and he was so laid back and compliant. And I feel like he just relaxed after getting out of school. I mean, I know he's only in second grade, but you know, when it's school's
hard.
It could
be the youth feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
he was ready for a break.
He needed a break. So I was really grateful for that. And I feel like we just had lots of great, sweet moments. Oh, but I thought of my very favorite moment amongst that. One of the things that we are scheduled to do is go do a horse and carriage ride in Highland Park, which is a fancy part of Dallas, everybody. And
thankfully you weren't doing it on the night where it was pouring rain.
No,
because they're not covered carriages, y'all.
Right. We were the night before that, but it got pushed back and it was later and later. And I was kind of worried about JB because, I mean, we didn't get on until like 10:15 at night.
Wow.
And I'm like, this may not end well for us because he's been so hard. Well, we got right on the thing and he fell right asleep, which was amazing. I mean, I would have loved him to see it, but whatever. You guys, we're all doing the best we can here. It's two nights before Christmas. I don't care. Sleep. But I have never done a horse and carriage ride. I've looked at lights in a lot of different ways, but what I loved about it was so late. The guy was telling us like we're there with another family and there was no traffic. It was just horse.
That's great.
And all you could hear is the click, clock, click, clock. Yes. And then we had, is that how the horse goes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever horse does. And they had a little speaker. And so we had like amazing Christian Christmas music going. You could see in the windows of these homes in the least stalker way possible, but you could see like the details of like, you know, their trees. And I don't know, it was just this moment and you're hearing like incredible Christmas music and the people I love are around me. And thankfully JB is asleep and the horse, I mean, it was one of those moments where I was like, okay, breathe this in. Like you can't buy this moment. Although we did pay for a carriage ride, but you can't buy.
Some people can buy.
I mean, not everyone can buy the moment we had.
Yeah.
But so it was really like, I was like, okay, I just always want to like take in those moments. And I think like that's the thing about Christmas that I love. Like just those glimpses in time, right? Those moments. So that was it.
And I think it's the key part of not comparing your experience to someone else's is there's something really good happening, even if it doesn't look like what you thought it would look like.
Totally. Well, I mean, like, I'm comparing the cruise right now, but go on. I'm trying to follow you on this, but yeah.
No, I just think sometimes we can not recognize what's going good right where we are.
Right.
You know.
And just a reminder, I guess, is anyone listening, yes, we're talking about fun things and cruises and all that, but just being completely honest, like we're in a rough patch with one of our kids and it was hard. And I was like, thank you, Lord, for just giving us this glimpse of like, okay, I'm with you. I've got this. And it was a sweet moment. So that was my favorite.
That's
okay.
Good.
Moving
That's
on.
Good.
Moving on. Do you want to talk about best Christmas gifts?
Yeah.
Do you have one or not necessarily? I mean,
okay. So for me, best Christmas gifts are the ones I bought myself.
100%.
Oh, the shoes you're wearing, those New Balance.
Mm-hmm.
I got those and I wore those on the cruise and I just really liked them. Although they have a small toe box. Don't you feel like it's kind of a little squishy on the toes?
Oh, huh. No.
My toes sometimes get angry.
Giant toes.
I guess so.
Your oversized toes. But did your toes lose weight on the cruise?
They didn't. They had withheld.
I've been told these are cool. I was at someone's house the other day, and I was wearing a different pair of these. What are these called? What are they?
I don't know.
They're New Balance. We'll find them. New Balance, something or other.
We need Megan to get the rest. We'll help you out, Megan. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Someone else told me that they also were told these were the cool mom tennis shoes of the day. And yeah, I was like, well, that's you would expect that from me because I'm cool that way. So
no, I got that. I did ask Bruce to get me a really nice ladder from...
What in the world?
From when we got all that roofing work done, I saw that the guy came out once to check on it, and he had this ladder that collapses down.
Yeah.
And so it can get really, really high, but it doesn't take up much space. Anyway, I asked for one of those, and he got it for me. He was listening.
What are you going to do with your ladder?
I don't know. Whatever I want. I've always wanted a really good ladder, and so I'm very excited about that.
I'm really excited for you, but I don't understand what we're going to do with this ladder.
Whenever I need to get to something really high, I can
like
get
inside
to it.
The house?
Outside, inside. Okay. I can do whatever I want with it. I'm so excited about my ladder.
Huh.
Yeah, I know it doesn't make sense, but.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me just say, mm-hmm. I got a game. I always get a Nutcracker for our family and a family game. And I got this game that the Rambling Redhead, do you follow her?
Mm-mm.
She's adorable, HGTV type person. It's called O-Tree-O, like O and then try. Oh, and
what, it's a trio or trio?
T-R-I-O. Oh, trio.
Oh, trio. Like three people, not yeah. T-R-E-E. Okay. I got it. Got it.
And it's almost like a advanced tic-tac-toe kind of. Anyway, it's really pretty because it's all wooden. You can play two people, three people, four people, but it's something you could leave out on a coffee table and it would look nice. I took it to our New Year's Eve thing with friends at a ranch, and I will tell you.
It must be nice.
People were always playing it, like kids that were fifth graders with their parents, high schoolers. It was constantly being played. It has a really quick teaching. Like it doesn't take a long time to figure out how to play. And it's a quick game. Hmm. So you're not like committing to a 3-hour situation. Anyway.
Okay. Well, O-Trio, I love that. O-Trio. Okay.
Big
we played a bunch of Rummy Cube.
Yes.
Talk about a crusty old game.
It's making a comeback.
It's made a comeback. And you know why? What if y'all play Rummy Cube, you know, like it's tiles and with you have to do same color, same number or consecutive.
Like a run.
Yeah, a run. And so it takes so long when you play because like someone's studying the next move, whatever. Well, my daughter's friends, maybe everybody is this, but they came and they're like, no, we play it this way. Literally, you play on anybody's from the very beginning the whole time. So you just start, you put down your three. If you have three that can go down, and then you're just playing everybody. And it's like speed rounds.
That's what we do.
Oh. Hmm. That's fun.
What do you normally do? Only play on your
own? One person at a time. No, one person at a time goes.
Yeah. Oh.
And this one, no, you can play on anyone's, but you take turns going. This one, everybody's playing at the same time. And the rounds
going.
Yes. And it's only 3 or 4 minute rounds, and it's so much fun.
Oh, I get it now. I was like, no, you always play off of everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You just mean like, don't take turns. Just go.
Right. Just go. And it was it was fast and it's fun. So
that keeps the like slow poke from.
Yes. Taking. Cause like my sweet Mike, he will analyze. I mean, he'll win every time, but it's an hour 20 in when he's still trying to figure out how to move and find another orange, whatever. And I'm like, no, I cannot.
So was that a gift or that was a game?
No, we already had it. Okay. My favorite gift. I have one that I gave myself in that category is this here necklace that I ordered, and it has Roman numerals each year that my kids were born. And it's long and gold.
It was my birthday at first.
Yeah, that too. And so
it's very pretty. Thanks. It's good to have like a one gold statement piece.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I like it a lot. And then lots of fun little things that everybody got me. But
did Kate give you the present that I...
Yes, that's where I'm headed.
Okay.
Kate reached out to Heather.
Yeah.
To see what to get me for Christmas. And Heather told her to get me... Katie Klein pajamas. The Dallas version.
She has this cool toile pattern.
Just stop it now. Must be nice how fancy my pajamas are.
They're like a toile, like the French pattern, but instead of it being French things... It's Dallas things.
Like the State Fair.
Yeah.
Like Reunion Tower.
So cute.
Like, oh,
what
they're
color
so
did
cute.
She get?
Pink. And they're so cute. And how did you know that I liked them?
We were shopping for her senior picture outfit. And we saw them and you liked them then.
And I was like, I like them, but I would never spend that much money on them. Mm-hmm. And apparently Kate will spend that much of her dad's money on it because not only did she get me one pair, she accidentally ordered two.
Oh, no.
And then I go, well, did you not notice? She goes, well, they set the receipt or whatever. And she's like, and I just thought, well, man, mom is bougie. So I just sent back one of my two pair, but they are fabulous. So everyone.
Are they soft?
Yes. Okay. Would you like to touch my pajamas?
I knew they were cute, but like to me, when it comes to pajamas, softness maybe ranks over cuteness.
They're so cute. So anyway, and now I want to, she makes wallpaper too, you guys.
I know.
Would she sponsor us? And I want to wallpaper my guest bathroom in it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Would I be?
That would be amazing. That is one of my 2025 goals, to finally pick a wallpaper and wallpaper one wall of my dining room.
I want to do the back wall of your office.
And the back wall of my office, but like, I just needed to make a decision and do it.
Yeah.
That's a 2025.
Okay. And then one other thing that I got from this is convoluted, but our good friends, my son's girlfriend's family gave me and Kate the gift of getting our colors done. What's it called? House of Color.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a great gift.
Oh, that's a nice gift.
So we've done before where we all pitch in maybe $20, like as a group friend gift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you have enough friends, I could rather get that than, you know. When are you going
to
do it?
I don't know. Because they wanted Kate to do it for graduation because, you know, she's going to law school this year. And they're like, I think she's know her colors.
Yeah.
And then they wanted me to do it with her. And so, I don't know. She's going back to UT pretty soon. But maybe, I don't know, if she's home one weekend.
Next break.
Yeah. Or summer or something. But yeah. So that was another.
So fun. Do you have any bad gifts?
Okay, I'm gonna talk more about the super tracker, but I'm so excited. Sunday night, I'm going to an unfavorite things party.
Wait, what?
Yes, you bring your unfavorite thing, like the thing you liked the least that you got.
Oh, you bring the actual thing you got, and it's
and we do a gift exchange.
Oh my gosh, that's a great
I'm
idea.
I'm so excited. Oh, and okay. So I'll
so
talk.
You'll tell us
I'm
what not.
You're I'm gonna talk about super trackers because then if, just in case the person that gave it to me happens to be listening, I think it's best if we put this one behind the paywall.
You know they're not a super tracker.
Right. So that's what I got.
Okay. Do you want to get to our what we're getting sidetracked by?
Yeah, we better get on
tell
that.
You this, I'll tell you that one thing at the end. Or wisdom teeth. We have another wisdom teeth guy, but I can tell you that in super trackers.
Fun fact, wisdom teeth, still got mine. Have we talked about that? Never had them
that's
out.
That's why you're so wise.
No, that's why I can eat so many Skittles. I got extra teeth in there.
Extra biting surface.
What are you sidetracked by?
I've told you kind of already. The John Mark Comer book, Practicing the Way. Here's where I'm honest.
I read that in the fall. Okay, yep.
Here's where I'm honest. I had a negative view of John Mark Comer because I started reading his Relentless Elimination.
Pursuit of Elimination of Hurry.
And it reminded me of Bruce's cousin. Who's Rob Bell?
I'm reading his book right now, by the way.
You're reading Rob Bell's book?
Velvet Elvis.
You are?
From I know.
Like so long ago?
Controversial.
Anyway.
I'm not recommending it. I just think the writing's
all
good.
All I'm saying is I'm reading this book and even the style of writing is reminding me of Rob. The things that are said are reminding me of Rob. Mm-hmm. And not that I'm like, oh, John Mark, you're going the way of Rob. It just more felt like it was a taking, like almost like a copying.
Oh.
It felt more copycat to me.
Interesting.
So that's what was like, it hit me the wrong way. Well, so I had to humble myself because I'm a part of this retreat that's happening, I think in January. I'm going on this retreat. And they said before the retreat, read this book. And it was the Practicing the Way. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm loving it. Take back any negative thoughts I have. It's really well written. It's excellent. I feel like it's transformed how I see living the Christian life, which... Christian isn't even a word in the Bible. Did you know? Did you read it?
Oh, I read it.
Mm-hmm. Practicing the Way?
Yes, and I was so excited about it. And I showed it with a couple friends. Shout out JP. I'm just giving initials. He was like, I don't like this book. And my husband also read through it. And I loved it. But he also, they felt like it was very...
It's very spiritual.
No, very millennial. And very like, I don't know.
Experiential.
I don't know.
To me, it matches everything I've experienced in the last 6 years of my spiritual life.
Oh, wow. Good.
Versus what I was given the first 40. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed it too. I enjoyed the book too. I thought it was good. And I thought it was very practical at bringing your faith to your daily interactive life. And I appreciated that about it. So,
yeah.
Okay. What else? Oh, I should say one, right?
Yeah. Don't do that first one.
I won't.
There.
I got a Free People backpack.
It wasn't free. It's the brand Free People.
Yes. It's right behind you if you'd like to take a look.
Oh, it's cute. I bought something just like that from Target. but in
no,
white.
No, you're not going to say that. No.
I did. It's like a waffle. Mm-mm.
Nope.
I did.
No.
For
no.
The cruise.
No. It didn't. It doesn't look the same. Mine's Free People.
Well, yours is Free People, but mine's a dupe from Target that slides over my...
Faux People.
Mine's Faux People.
Okay, so... Faux-ple. It's... I got a Free People.
Real cute. Thanks. It's like a mauve color.
It's mauve, if you will.
What do you do with it?
I don't know. But no,
did
I don't...
Did you take it to Broken Bow?
I did take it to Broken Bow. Listen, I'm going to have it monogrammed. Where do we monogram stuff anymore, people? Do we go to the... There's
like,
a...
who do you go to or what part of the bag do you do it?
Who do I go to? Is there... There's a place at the mall. Do you go to the mall?
I know peep. I know friends.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
I can give you Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. Yeah. Lindsay, would you do that? We'll shout out you. Okay, so I got one, and here's what my plan is, everyone. It's so cute, and it's I'm into the puffer vest right now. I got a bunch of puffer vests, and this is like a backpack version of puffer vest.
It is.
I'm going to monogram it, but it holds my computer, my iPad, and a couple of books and my notebooks, like when I go, because I have to go somewhere to write my book a lot. And so I can throw it all in that cute little backpack and just head on over to where I'm going to work on my book for the day. So that's what I'm really into that right now. So that's my number one thing. Okay. What's your next one?
Aunt Fanny.
Oh.
Knew as I typed it out, I'm like, oh, Cynthia's going to have thoughts on Aunt Fanny. Hmm. It's a brand that I get through Thrive Market, and it's her carpet refresher, Bright Lemon. And it... I was sprinkling it around the carpet this morning. My one said, goes, Mom, is that cocaine?
Oh, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just sprinkling cocaine. It's a very expensive carpet refresher. No, it's just like baking powder almost, but it has, I don't know. And then you vacuum it up and it makes the carpet
smell
amazing.
Good.
Oh my goodness, the whole room. And then even your vacuum smells good.
And you have like 72 animals, so I bet you
I know.
Okay, I like that. I got you know how we've talked about how I have a QVC issue around Christmas time?
Love it.
That I love to watch QVC because I think it's so riveting. I'm going to be on QVC one day, guys. Don't even worry. Okay. Well, they had a hair trimmer this year. Not a hair trimmer. Well, yeah, kind of like a manscaper slash chin hair slash nose hair, ear, like one of those landscaping things where it's like a razor looking thing. And then you switch out the heads depending on what your problem is. And Kate and I were watching it and laughing so hard. And
they're
then
showing you how to use it?
Yes. What do you think? QVC isn't full service?
My brain.
It's the perfect example of how QVC is so funny to me because Kate and I turned it on. Mike's sitting there. Well, Kate didn't. She happened to walk through. I'm like, sit down. It's QVC's on. Get serious. And we're like, this is so dumb. And then by the end, we're like, no, we got to have this thing. And so we ordered it and Mike surprised us. Surprise. We both got one. And I'll tell you what, you guys, like you can shave your armpit. You can get the toe hair. You can do the chin hair. Any of it. I'd like to bring it out right now, but it's not in here.
No.
Happening. It really was a game changer. So I want you to know that I will be like, I feel like
if
I could go
see
to the,
my face. It's very uncomfortable.
I could go to the OB gym monthly now.
Nope.
I am.
Nope.
I'm good to go. So that's my second one, my QVC hair trimmer. I don't think that's the name of it, everybody. It's fine.
Okay. So this is where I tell you what my son said.
Oh, okay. What?
He said, Mom, which one is the bad one? Booty call or butt dial?
Huh. Yes. And
I laugh so booty. Because, I guess, they're not much different, but they're very different.
They're
speaking
very different.
Of your razor.
Very different. I like it. Last one. We have the same last one.
Because we both saw it at your favorite things. Somebody got it at your favorite things. And I wrote it down and I bought it. It's the Peter Thomas Roth Instant Firm Eye, and it's a miracle worker. I'm not using it today, but
I was gonna say it needs to work harder. I'm just kidding.
But like a tiny bit, like a pea size amount. If you do too much, it leaves a white residue. Pea size amount, and like your wrinkles gone. You can feel it
just
like
for like a day.
Just for a little bit. But like if you have a nice evening or something, I don't know, event.
Like if you are on the cruise ship with an adjoining room with your mom.
And but there's no adjoining room.
Oh. Okay. I put that as, well, I got a Peter. Y'all are going to think I'm nuts. But another QVC night, they had Peter Roth's products on QVC. And I was like, hey, everyone was talking about that at Favorite Things. Well, Mike, again, ordered me because he knows how much joy it brings me. He ordered me the Peter Roth gift pack or something. And it
so
has,
you got all the things?
Well, yeah. I don't want to, like, must be nice, right? I got the eye patches that you put on at night. Some sort of, like, burn your skin off thing. And I said, no, thank you, Peter Roth. I had my skin burned off this last year. It has
been there, done that.
It has, like, it has four or five different products, one of which is what you're talking about. So I'm excited to try them all.
That's amazing.
So that's what I'm sidetracked by. Okay, when we switch over to Super Trackers, I'm going to need to talk about my worst gift of the year.
Yeah.
We're going to have to cover that.
I also need you to help me out with group texting. Can you, like, give us all, I feel like our listeners would appreciate this. Oh, I feel like you know things that I don't think I have insight into, but somehow you have insight into, and I feel like you would understand the ins and outs of group texting.
Of group texting.
I just need help. Does anybody else, anyone else get overwhelmed on how to respond to group texts? Anyway, I want to talk about that.
Okay. Well, then I guess we'll just flip over to that.
Oh, and then we are doing that cookie decorating party at your house.
Oh, that I gave you for Christmas. We are gonna decorate cookies over here.
So if you missed that in a previous episode,
it's gonna happen in February, and we're gonna let it.
We're gonna give details to our super trackers. So
join us,
friends. Join us over there.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.